want to go through some of the halachas of merit, of not saying mashivus merit of goshem, merit at all for the mitzvah svaras, and the halachas of the same talam, the same bracha, the same talamotzah, the bracha, the same bracha. So we switch the first day of Pesach. We stop saying there's mashivus merit of goshem, and we switch to no longer mentioning geshem, because in Eretz Yisrael, the summer they do not want geshem, not misfollow for geshem. So you can't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he brings down geshem when it's not the man of geshem in Eretz Yisrael. Some people have the nusach svaridus that they say merit atol instead. The nusach ashkenaz they do not mention it at all. If a person would mention geshem, it's improper to mention geshem, so you have to correct that. If you remember, during the middle of that bracha, the second bracha, Shimon Netzi realizes that he mentioned it improperly. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha, and he mentions properly the bracha without saying Mashi Baruch Hu Merit HaGoshem. If he got to the end of the bracha, he said Baruch Atah Hashem. Mr. Bereshit is, you say Lamdeni Chukecha. Therefore, to give a person the status of still being in the middle of the bracha. So the Shem is not Lamatol, as he said, Lamdeni Chukecha. He's still in the middle of the bracha, he's not close to the Rosh. And he goes back to the beginning of the bracha, Lamatol Gibor, and he corrects himself. If he already said the word Mechayeh, he can't say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh Lamdeni Chukecha. There's no such pasuk. So at that point in time, he's already considered like he left he finished the bracha for this purpose, and he goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. He does not need to repeat Hashem's society's talk. He starts again from Baruch Atah Hashem. If a person, and that happens, obviously he realizes later on in the Shemoneh Esrei, he realizes he made that mistake, he would go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The issue always comes up if a person's not sure what he did. He realizes somewhere in the, you know, he wakes up somewhere in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, he says the same bracha properly, he says, Oy vey, what did I say before? He's mesubik what he said before. So the first 90 tefillahs after the first day of Pesach, we assume he said the nusach the way he was used to saying beforehand, which means improperly in this situation, he would have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. After 90 tefillahs, we assume that he said properly, he would not have to go back. This halacha of waking up and realizing he made a mistake, there's always the person who comes over after, then the whole person says, what did I say? So the halacha says, if you plan to say properly, and you only realize that much later on, we assume he said it properly. If a person's aware, so each person's nature is a little bit more intense or less intense, assuming that some people wake up with these questions constantly. Such a person, so, first of all, he could assume probably if he planned to say it properly, you know, and then the Shemoneh Esrei started getting nervous like usual, that's nothing. And he could assume he said it properly, because he planned to say it properly. Such a person, however, not to get involved in the Shiloh, the proper thing for him to do is, at the beginning of this period of time, sit down and accustom his language, his speech, to saying the proper thing. So you start with Atzor Rav L'Hashia, and you say Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed. You say that 90 times. By doing that 90 times, you now accustom yourself to say it properly, and you will not. Then we can assume that you said it properly, and you have no tzveikas anymore. So people who have issues of getting mesupik on these things regularly should take the prophylactic measures to make sure they don't make a mistake. There will be an assembly for the high school at 1:45. It's a nice medrash. Everybody should have a good morning.